The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest non-military award, the closest thing we have to knighthood. And at a White House ceremony today, President Obama will bestow the honor on 15 people. Among those on the list, former President George Herbert Walker Bush, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, poet Maya Angelou, financier Warren Buffett, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and a 90-year-old baseball player whose fans say he's finally getting his due.
Here's the pitch. Line drive on it!
St. Louis Cardinal great Stan the Man Musial, coming through with his 3,000th career hit, a pinch hit at that, against the Chicago Cubs in May 1958. Besides writing the Sports of the Times column for the New York Times, George Vesey is also writing a book about Stan Musial, and he joins us from his home in Port Washington, Long Island. And George, for those who didn't get the chance, did you ever see Musial play?
I saw him play once in the All-Star Game in 1949 in Ebbets Field, and regretfully never saw him in a regular season game until the Mets came into existence in 1962, when he returned triumphantly to New York and continued to beat the brains out of yet another New York team.
Why? What was so good about his playing?
He was slim, he was fast, he had great reflexes, and he was versatile. That is, he could hit the ball to any part of the field. He didn't try to be a power hitter. He just hit the ball. He could tell when it was coming off the pitcher's hand what it was. He just made contact and hit it anywhere.
Well, and also, a nice guy.
Everybody loves him. They love him in St. Louis. And in Brooklyn, when he used to come back, even until a few years ago, old-timers would recognize him and say, "Stan the Man, welcome home." And he had this smile, and it was infectious. Opponents of his would talk about Musial welcoming him to the big leagues. You know, some rookie catcher would be squatting down behind home plate, and Musial would turn and say, "You know, good luck in the majors, Butch," you know, or something.
Well, and, you know, we broadcast from Boston, so we'd be remiss if we didn't also note that former Boston Celtic great Bill Russell is also going to be getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom. He was the first black to coach in the NBA, an outspoken advocate of civil rights, and someone Stan Musial would be very proud to sit next to. Tell us about how he was regarded, Stan Musial, by early African-American baseball players.
Well, that's a great question. Some of the Cardinals were alleged to have wanted to strike because a black player, Jackie Robinson, was coming into baseball in 1947. The Cardinals were the reigning champions, and a lot of white players did not like it. Musial's position was he wanted to play. He had played in high school in Denora, the Pittsburgh area. That's his roots, where blacks did have steelworker jobs and other jobs in that city. He had played on the same high school team with a man named Buddy Griffey, whose son was named Ken Griffey, and whose grandson is Ken Griffey Jr. And when people would ask Musial, even in the 40s, how can you feel about playing baseball with, black guys or whatever word they used, Musial would say, "I played with Buddy Griffey in high school. I played with Grant Gray on the basketball team." And it never was a problem for him. Joe Black, a young pitcher, told a story about Musial making him feel comfortable in a kind of tough racial situation in St. Louis one time. And the early black players loved him, and that word has came down from many years to the next generation.
Well, but his contemporaries were Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, and his fans have long said, you know, that he just never got his due, that he never got what they got. Do you agree?
I do agree. And on the other hand, I think part of that is a complex that St. Louis has about being in the middle of the country. People in St. Louis, you know, that was pre-internet and pre-cable and pre-this and that, they didn't know that Musial was a god in New York. You know, they were in St. Louis.
Isn't that funny? Well, but then they point to the fact that in 1994, Ken Burns, you know, pretty much had him as almost an afterthought in the documentary Baseball. And then
and then
he wasn't voted on the All-Century team in 1999. And, what, Bud Selig, the commissioner, sort of had a step in?
He did. Musial was overlooked. The man batted 331. He's in the top 10 even today in many categories, well, you know, averages and number of hits and all of that stuff. And yet he was overlooked. He didn't crash his jet the way Williams did. And he didn't marry Marilyn Monroe the way DiMaggio did. But he was a good, honest, middle American kind of guy who didn't have that aura, didn't have that sexiness to him. And I do think that he was overlooked. His pure statistics and his ability were overlooked.
Well, and he's finally going to get his due, in part because St. Louis Cardinal owner Bill DeWitt launched a campaign, but also because of Flat Stan. Now, a lot of us know Flat Stanley, who was this sort of one-dimensional cardboard cutout that kids give to people to take around the world and travel with. And how did Flat Stanley fit into the campaign for Stan Musial?
It's one of these modern electronic tales of an old-fashioned guy being promoted in a new-fashioned way. The people in St. Louis tied in. They went to the Flat Stanley people and they said, would you mind if we produced our own Flat Stan and used it in the promotion? So as soon as there was, and I have one in front of me right now, I'm looking at it in my room, as soon as those Flat Stans were available, Cardinal fans and Musial fans, and really it's two different things, would go around the world and have their picture taken with the Flat Stan in front of a monument or in front of a beach or something like that, and then post it online and send it in to the president and to the White House and everybody who was counting. It wasn't a vote, but nominating Musial.
Well, and do we know how Stan Musial feels about it?
The code word that people say about Stan is he has his good days and his bad days, but he knows that it's a big event, and I guarantee you that even if he shows up in a wheelchair and he'll get up and he'll stand up, which he's able to do, and he will go into his familiar corkscrew batting stance and he will imitate the way he used to hit, and he won't do it just once, but he'll do it two or three times because that's who Stan Musial is. He is being himself.
That's George Vesey. He writes the Sports of the Times column for the New York Times, talking about Stan Musial, who will be receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And George's book about Musial is due out in May. And as you well know, George, Stan Musial never went anywhere without his harmonica. So we'll go out with his version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. George, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure.